is on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Zambia pays tribute to founding President Kenneth Kaunda. Zambia Army cracks down on illegal gold mining in Rufunsa. And in international news, rescuers race to free survivors trapped inside train after fatal Indonesia crash.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Hundreds of Zambians from all walks of life have gathered at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross to commemorate the Kenneth Kaunda Day. Freedom fighters, politicians, cabinet ministers, and Vice President Mutale Nalumango are among those in attendance celebrating the contribution Dr. Kaunda made to the country. Dr. Kaunda was Zambia's first Republican president and led the liberation struggle that culminated in the country's independence in 1964. Speaking at the commemoration, chairperson of the Kenneth Kaunda Day Organizing Committee, Father Robert Chihua, said Dr. Kaunda's leadership was focused on national interest and promoted family unity as a core national value. Father Chihua has added that the founding fathers gave the country its identity with the goal of uplifting the nation to greater heights of development.
One of the key defining features of his leadership was the Pan-African drive. It was a belief in the fight of the freedom of the neighbors. It was a belief that did not just glory in one's own freedom, but the freedom of everybody else. And as we celebrate today, it is our prayer that that spirit we may also carry in our lives. Secondly, we saw that in his leadership, there was prioritizing and sacrificing for national interest. At great cost, him and his fellow leaders paid big, big prices for the sake of the nation, and they sacrificed greatly.
Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Jesse Diele has ordered for the immediate departure of all illegal gold miners, including illegal mine immigrants and fake license holders from Chief Shikareta's area in Rufunsa District. Speaking when he addressed the miners in the area, Lieutenant General Diele said there will be no mining until order is restored with guidance from the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development. The Zambia Army Commander, whose troops have intervened to halt the ongoing illegalities in the area, said gold mining will be sanitized to ensure safety of people, the environment, and government beneficiation. I beg your pardon, and government beneficiation through taxes. He said that sanity is required in the area because the ongoing illegalities had also led to drug dealing and other criminal elements that may compromise national security, and the Zambia Army has the duty to stop it in the bud. The Zambia Army operation, dubbed Puchingirisha, has halted all illegalities in the area to pave way for legal and safe mining of gold following the deployment of officers on 29th March 2026.
Here I test by force all illegal miners. I test by force everybody. I am giving you an opportunity to do the right thing before I test you. You have been told that on Wednesday there is a meeting. Here in Renangu, in the end of meeting, Kuja, both of you are committing
Meanwhile, Lusaka Province Minister Shiel Muliata, who is also the Xhosa Member of Parliament, praised residents for the patience as government moved in to regulate to establish a safe, transparent and fully regulated mining environment in the district. Government says Zambia's water and sanitation sector is under pressure due to financial constraints, high levels of non-revenue water, aging infrastructure, climate shocks, and delayed tariff adjustments, all of which are threatening service delivery. Speaking during the launch of the 2025 National Water Supply and Sanitation Council report last evening, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu said that service providers are struggling with rising operational costs. Mr. Nzovu has warned that without urgent reforms, earlier gains risk being reversed, adding that government is prioritizing cost-reflective tariffs, stronger regulation, improved governance and investment in climate-resilient infrastructure.
As we are all aware, providing water is an expensive venture. Huge capital investments are needed for new projects, as well as maintaining these projects which have been in existence for a long time. The campaign also addresses the dangers of vandalism, theft, and encroachment on water infrastructure. Let me therefore take this opportunity to caution members of the public that such acts are illegal and will be made in the full force of the law.
And Master Director Engineer Kelvin Chitumbo said the council will continue enforcing performance standards across commercial utilities to enhance efficiency, accountability and service delivery nationwide. Meanwhile, Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sweluvalo, in a speech read on his behalf by Director of Rural Development, Engineer Fanizani Piri, said local authorities remain central to expanding water and sanitation services to communities.
This report is not merely a publication, but a vital document that reflects our collective progress, the challenges and aspirations in ensuring access to safe water and improved sanitation for all. Water and sanitation are not just basic services. They are fundamental human rights and critical pillars for public health, economic growth, and sustainable development. The launch also demonstrates a strong partnership between the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development and the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation.
The National Prosecution Authority and Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency have agreed to jointly prosecute suppliers of substandard products in a bid to protect consumers and the environment. NPA and ZICSA will collaborate in prosecuting individuals and entities that violate the requirements of compulsory standards. To formalize this partnership, NPA and ZICSA will this year sign a memorandum of understanding that will serve as a framework to guide their working relationship in safeguarding public interest. Speaking when ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga paid a courtesy call on him yesterday, Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Thierry said it will be good to have a case where an entity or individual has been prosecuted for manufacturing or importing or supplying substandard products so that other offenders learn something from that example.
Although the legal framework is clear, enforcement of the provisions of the Act depends on consistent, timely and decisive action on the part of the agency and also support from the National Prosecution Authority, as prosecution is a key part of ensuring that there's continued compliance by market players, and also it does help with deterring would-be offenders. Of late, we have noted with concern that there are some market players that consistently supply products that have not been licensed by the agency.
Earlier, Mr. Chizinga said ZICSA has noted with concern that there were some products accessible by the public which were not in compliance with compulsory standards and other provisions of the Compulsory Standards Act.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Postal and Couriers Association of Zambia has urged the courier operators to inspect parcels to avoid being used to transport illicit substances such as drugs.